On today's Church TechCast Q&A show, new TLDs, audio playlists, and why not just use hardware? Hi, and welcome again to another episode of the Church TechCast Q&A show. This is the show where every week I answer your questions about church tech. My name is Paul Allen Clifford, and I'm your host. I'd love for you to join the conversation, ask your questions, etc. So head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/contact, or if you're watching the video, don't hesitate to just leave a comment below, whether you're on YouTube or trinitydigitalmedia.com. You can hit me up on Twitter, Paul Allencliff, PaulAllencliff, or drop me a line, paul@trinitydigitalmedia.com. So I've got some fun questions this week, so let's dive right into those. Ron Ross, who's a friend of mine, asked, what do you think about the new domain name extensions? I bought one with .today at the end. So the first thing I asked him was, what numbers are in a 1-800 number, the prefix? He said, well, 855, 866, 877, 888, those. And I said, yeah, exactly. But for years and years, it was just 1-800. It's the same way. Right now, we're used to .com being the end of a web address. But we're coming up on a time where that won't be the case anymore. There was also a time when www was always at the front of a URL. So all web pages started with www, had a word, and then ended with .com. Slowly that expanded. We started to see .org, .edu, etc., added in, then .net, .us, .co. I'm a little hesitant with .co because .com is still so prevalent that most people will forget to leave the M off. So I'm hesitant about that one. I think that it's going to be difficult at the beginning to say, yes, I got this great domain .today. No .com. Just .today. I think that's going to be difficult at the beginning, but every day it's going to be just a hair easier. And in a few years, everyone will say, oh yeah, you've still got one of those old .com names? I mean, I don't know that it's going to be that way, but I kind of think maybe it is. So maybe I need to look into some of the other domain name extensions for my stuff. Caleb Hoskins over on the Church Sound and Media Techs group on Facebook asked, ProPresenter Techs, is there a way to launch an audio playlist when a new slide launches? We're trying to set up automatic music within pre-service looping slides. So I sent him a link to a couple of the screencasts that I've done, and basically what we found out is he has some videos in the midst of his pre-service loop, and he's okay with starting a new song at the end of a video. He just wants the video to stop the previous song, etc. So what I told him to do was make sure that the song he puts in between videos is at least long enough to cover that time, or that he has it's set up to where it starts a new song however long into the slides it goes, and then set a clear action cue right on the song, right on the video, just so that we're sure that it clears out the previous song, and that should work absolutely fine. It is in my wish list for the new version of ProPresenter that they have basically a, you create a playlist, you start the playlist here, and when you I guess I kind of want a pause action cue that it pauses the music, and then once the video's over, the next slide can unpause. So I want kind of a pause and an unpause action cue, along with adding an entire playlist to the first slide. Don't know exactly if that's possible, have no inside information whatsoever, but that's what I'd love to see. David Murray asks, on the same group, by the way, okay, I've seen a lot of posts regarding ProPresenter. I come from the corporate AV world, so my question is this. Why do you use ProPresenter rather than hardware like switchers, playback devices, recorders, etc.? The answer is ProPresenter is none of those things. ProPresenter is not a video switcher. I don't care how much smaller churches want it to be a video switcher. It's not. One, it introduces a lot of latency. Two, it does not like to switch between USB sources. I've tried this personally, could not get it to work seamlessly. So I think that that's thing number one. Thing number two, think of it more like a CG, but with all kinds of additional benefits. So ProPresenter can play back videos, but it can play back videos with alpha channels. It can play back videos that are on top of one another. And it's great for lyrics projection, which we see in the church world a lot, whereas not so much in the corporate world. Probably the situation where the corporate world would want to use would want to use something like ProPresenter is if the CEO gets up and he's not really a linear thinker, if you know what I mean. You create a bazillion slides and they're not necessarily all going to be used. They're not going to be used in order. So he's got some points. He's going to touch on all the points in whatever order it strikes him. ProPresenter would be fine. But if it's linear, then that's where there's a problem. So I think that's what I would say is in those situations, you want to use ProPresenter in a situation where it's less problematic, you know, where it's very proscripted, very regimented, you're not going to have any problems, then PowerPoint's fine. But if, one, the Holy Spirit ever takes over your church service in an unforeseen manner, which I absolutely believe that he can take over in a foreseen manner. He's a member of the Trinity. He knows what's coming before it happens. But just because he's a member of the Trinity and he knows what's coming beforehand doesn't mean we always hear it. So if he takes over the service in an unforeseen manner, then ProPresenter really helps the media techs to keep up. Secondly, if the worship leaders ever forget lyrics or ever take you a different way or ever add something in last second, any of those things, ProPresenter helps. If your pastor ever remembers a piece of scripture midway through the message that he or she didn't put in the message, ProPresenter can help. If they ever skip stuff, ProPresenter can help. Those are situations where worship software really shines. So that's why I would use that. So how about you? Do you have any questions for me? Head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/contact and you can absolutely leave them there. If you're watching the video on YouTube, leave them below. Speaking of YouTube, please. please subscribe to this video, like it, share it with others, etc. Subscribing is the best way to keep on top of this material so you don't have to remember. Now, have I seen the one that Paul recorded last Friday or not? It's Thursday. I watched one, but was that from last week or 2 weeks? Huh. Well, you don't have to worry about that because you're subscribed and you'll get notifications every time I add a new video. So that's a good way to do that. You can also subscribe to this show as a video podcast by going to trinitydigitalmedia.com/subscribe. But what if you just prefer to listen to the audio? No problem either. I know that I listen to podcasts while I'm running, while I'm exercising. In fact, that's probably the next thing I'm going to do in my day while this video is crunching. And I do that with the audio podcasts. Don't watch the video versions most of the time. So go over and subscribe there as well, and you can get all of my shows. Doing that will help me do what I'm trying to help you do, and that is go out and change eternity. Until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com.